Welcome to Halloween. It's all treats, no tricks, because we have your Halloween weekend planned. Take a tour of the Battleship New Jersey. Organizers say tonight's adults-only guided moonlight tour will focus on the injury and death aboard the USS New Jersey when it was still in commission. Your ticket includes a post-show beer, wine, or soda. We'd say after that tour, you may opt for the stronger stuff. The tour starts at 6 p.m.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It's almost last call for the Nightmare Before Christmas at the Craftsman Row Saloon, which celebrates Halloween through Sunday with holiday-themed decor and drinks. With 2,000 Halloween lights and 500 feet of cobwebs, along with a pumpkin cocktail and a blood bag drink, where could you go wrong? Don't worry. It's not real blood, but don't tell anyone. We're staying on theme here. Reserve a seat via Open Table. Don't look now. Something may be creeping up on you at some of the scariest places in the city. At Eastern State Penitentiary's Halloween Nights, there are 5 themed rooms where you can get a good scare, including Delirium, The Crypt, and Nightmares. Fortunately, there are also themed bars, so if you need some liquid courage, you can even have a mocktail. Halloween Nights goes through November 9th. In Delco, Valley of Fear's been scaring people for the last 34 years in Feasterville. Don't say we didn't warn you. They're open through Sunday. It's newer, but no less scary. Billy's Fright Factory boasts more than 25,000 square feet of thrills. Make sure you read all the disclaimers before venturing inside. It's going through Saturday. For the kids, there's tonight's free Boo Bash at Bartram's Garden from 5 to 8 p.m. or spooky mini golf at Franklin Square that ends tonight. It starts at 6. And on Friday, you can celebrate Day of the Dead at the FDR Park Boathouse with dance, food, face painting, and the Champion Lowriders Club. We'll have info on even more Halloween events on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do.
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton.
Founding Father Alexander Hamilton was a visionary, but he could have never predicted he'd become the subject of a hit Broadway musical 200 years after his death. But it happened. Hamilton was not only a huge hit, it expanded the parameters of traditional productions. It makes its return to Philadelphia this week at the Academy of Music, going through November 23rd.
What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton.
There are days, this is one of them, when you wonder what your role is in this country and what your future is in it. From my point of view, no label and no slogan and no party and no skin color, and indeed no religion, is more important than the human being.
Those are the words of another iconic figure, writer and activist James Baldwin, whose work is being celebrated 100 years after his birth. The James Baldwin For Our Times Centennial event at Swarthmore College includes a talk by scholar Eddie Glau Jr. on Friday, starting at 7 p.m., and a symposium on Saturday, both in person and on live stream, with some of the nation's top scholars. It starts at 11 a.m. Like Baldwin, rapper Andre 3000 is operating on a higher vibration. After winning Grammys as half of OutKast with his partner Big Boy, he made a return to music earlier this year. But instead of following up with a rap project, Andre 3 Stacks released an instrumental album, New Blue Sun, where he's playing the flute. He'll be in Philly in support of it at the Met on Friday. The show starts at 8 p.m. We started out with one holiday, so we'll end with another. As part of the Art Kids series at the Philadelphia Art Museum, the Indian celebration of Diwali is celebrated with traditional arts and crafts workshops and a Bollywood fusion performance by Philly Dance Fitness. It happens on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And best of all, it's pay as you wish. Here's hoping the days between now and Monday go just as you wish. Don't forget to set those clocks back an hour on Sunday to squeeze out a little more time. If you missed anything or you want to hear more, including where the PA Bacon Fest is happening, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.